Sue Waters from Challenger TAFE, and today I'm talking to Adam Fry, co-founder of Wikispaces.com. Hi Adam, thanks for joining me.
No problems at all.
I listened into your great presentation last week about Wikispaces.com, and I have to say, as you probably saw, that I'm very impressed with the service your company is offering.
Glad to hear it.
Can you tell us a little bit more about 100,000 Wikis for Educators?
Sure. Very simply, we're giving away 100,000 of our plus spaces, which usually cost $5 a month or $50 a year, to educators, specifically K-12 educators. We're doing that for a couple of reasons. One is that we have heard a lot of feedback from teachers about how useful wikis are in the classroom, and also we find that teachers are some of the best people that we've interacted with that help us understand why our service is valuable and help spread the word. So it's partially our interest in helping teachers out, but also a way for us to learn more about what we need to do to make the service even better.
As you saw last week, it was a question on everyone's lips, why only K-12 and not the higher education and TAFE sector?
Yep. It's something of an arbitrary distinction. There's certainly no, we're certainly not saying that K-12 is more deserving or more needy or anything else than any other sector. It was just, we wanted to pick a group to make the offer to, and we sort of decided K-12 was where we were getting the most interest, so that's what we chose. It's no more complicated than that. We have found that a lot of universities and TAFEs, non-profits and other kinds of organizations are happy with our paid service, so that seems to be working out pretty well.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, isn't it? People from my sector go, well, why can't I remove the ads? So
yeah.
I actually don't worry either way, which sounds crazy because I sent the email through to you asking you to remove the ads. It was more a case that I wanted to see if it could be done. I'm actually quite happy for ads to be on most of my sites anyway.
Sorry to interrupt, but yeah, that's one of the other reasons, is that putting ads in front of, primary school children is not something we feel great about, but, obviously in the TAFE sector, it's less intrusive.
And not only that, companies like yourself are providing us the opportunity to use your service, and we can't always think that everything has to be for free.
Yeah, well, as a company, we do have to make money, so it's good that people understand that, some things come for free, some things are paid, and that's how the world works.
One of the interesting features I liked about when you were demonstrating last week was the fact you can go back through your pages and bring back an old page. Is that a feature of all wikis?
Well, yeah, very, very fundamental to the concept of a wiki is that every change that's made is tracked. Wikis are particularly good for group work because they enable you to see who did what, when, and always go back to a previous version if you need to. We've made it a little bit easier to use than the traditional wiki, but yeah, it's very much core to the concept of what a wiki is.
Can you explain what are the main things that make yours sort of easier to use?
Sure. Yeah, traditionally wikis were sort of for engineers and for people who understood the technical underpinnings of the system. We've sort of tried to avoid that, and there are a number of different ways we've done it. One is just making the primary functions obvious and the advanced functions a little less in your face. So, we've got a big edit button and we've got a big history button, but everything else tends to be hidden in the background. If you need it, you can find it, but it doesn't get in the way of users who don't understand, every feature of the site. Try to lay things out in a sort of very simple, neat, and uncluttered way, where we have, for example, the history feature. Instead of having, some code that tells you what was changed and what wasn't, we just highlight the things that were added in green and highlight the things that were deleted in red, so you can very easily see in a visual way the history of your page. Also, our editor is a visual editor, so in the same way that Microsoft Word or some other program lets you edit your page without understanding how the data is stored, we also don't require you to edit the code directly. You can just use a toolbar and make things bold and create lists and create tables as you need to, just like you would in another piece of software.
So that's been a conscious decision to make it easy as possible to use?
Yeah, well, we started the company primarily to make an easy-to-use wiki. We've spent our careers trying to make technology that's appropriate for large groups of people who aren't necessarily technically savvy, so that's really what we're trying to do.
And that's where getting the educators on board to obviously help, because they can then give you feedback on where they've struggled?
Exactly, yeah. The teachers have been great because they've said to us that this software makes an impact in the classroom, because you can't have a successful adoption of technology in a classroom if you have to go through training courses and reading user manuals and watching training videos. It just has to be obvious. And they've found so far that even with very young students, it really is very obvious. And you know, so they pick it up quickly, they become enthusiastic, and they get some value out of it.
Definitely. I know some wikis will let you use a lot of HTML code. I know that your site doesn't...
Yeah, we do have the ability to insert HTML code as well as, you know, widgets from other websites into your wiki, but, you know, we often get asked for features that would make the wiki more functional, but perhaps less user-friendly. And often we say, look, we're not going to put that front and center because we don't want to confuse people. There's plenty of platforms out there for people who want to, you know, sculpt HTML code. We just want to make an easy way for people to work together. And if that means leaving out some features, then that's fine by us.
I think it's actually really good. I mean, even though on some sites you do go into HTML, it's really good to have a site where you don't have to worry about that side of things.
Yeah, and you know, like I try to tell people, our site is for a certain thing, and that's sort of getting work done with your group, and it's not necessarily about creating the prettiest layout and the most ornate design, but, you know, if you want somewhere to get work done with people, it's a pretty good way to go.
An interesting point you made in the presentation last week was you talked about, if you're trying to encourage collaboration, don't put too much structure in it. You were saying that a lot of the times the most effective ones are ones where people haven't tried to put too much structure and just let people go for it.
Yeah, it's an interesting point because we get asked a lot, why isn't my wiki successful, or how do I get people to participate in my wiki? And, you know, the answer really is about ownership, and you have to give people a sense that what they're building is to a certain extent owned by them and the group. And one way that happens is that people contribute their own content to the wiki. But if you can allow your group to also contribute to the creation of the structure of the wiki, that, I think, more than anything, use them with a sense of ownership. And so we just tell people, look, don't try to plan too far ahead. Just get started, put a little bit of information up there, and help and allow people to build the site with you. And by doing that, you'll find that people really do commit to the site and help you over the long term.
I suppose for somebody like me who tends to be quite structured, that's a hard concept to come up with, to accept that you've got to let people just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard for some, but at the same time, allowing people to participate doesn't mean you can't make a significant statement about how the structure should work. It just means that you don't necessarily impose it up front. So over time, you might shepherd and herd the group towards a structure that you think works well, and if the group agrees with you, then what you'll find is that structure is adopted, but it's just a matter of doing it over time rather than doing it ahead of time.
I wanted to look at one of the examples that I thought was a really good way that wikis can be collaboratively shared, and I looked at the Flat Classroom project,
mm-hmm.
where they were collaborating between the school in Bangladesh and United States.
I'm familiar with the project.
Where they had students from two totally different locations in the world, and they paired up the students to work on projects. So they had the student in Bangladesh and the other student in Georgia, and they worked together. They each had a page and they had to present on a topic each. I just that power of collaborating over such distances, it just really shows the potential.
Yeah, Vicky's great. I mean, she's really been showing us over the last year or two some of the incredible possibilities of wikis in K-12, and she's really a great evangelist for, you know, how simple concepts like this can enable really amazing things, like you say, taking a class, you know, two classes halfway around the world from each other and having them work together. I try to mention to people that, you know, the wiki is part of it, and certainly it helps, but, you know, great teachers like Vicky will come up with great projects like this, and it's great that we can help them with the technology, but we have to remember that it's the people in the end that do these things.
I agree with you, and just such a wonderful concept to have this project that both schools are working on, but then working on it together, and the resources and the project outcomes that the students have put up on the wiki are just amazing.
Yeah, it really is, and one of the things that Vicky Davis told us a story just when she was getting started about some of her students having produced a study guide for one of her subjects at the end of a semester sort of completely independently, and how the wiki enabled them to do that because they could take their notes and put them together and produce one resource. But the thing that was really exciting for her was the enthusiasm that the kids had because of the ease of use that the wiki afforded. And so, you know, it's one thing to say we want to get a class in Georgia and a class in Bangladesh together to work together, but if it's not easy, it's not going to happen. So that's really, you know, getting back to the ease of use thing, that's why we focus so much on making the thing easy to use, because we don't want anything to get in the way of these kind of projects.
No, and you can really see that the students actually got a lot out of doing this project.
Yep, Yeah. I mean, the kids these days spend so much time online, they're so comfortable with these kind of mechanisms that we just have to give them the space to work in, and they'll do great things. And teachers just have to remember that the only difference between an environment like Wikispaces and something like MySpace is that in Wikispaces you have the teachers there as well. And so if you can have the teachers guiding and helping the kids in this kind of environment, you're going to get pretty good results.
Well, I think that her results really stand out and show mm-hmm. that it's such a potential. I was so excited about when she visited her site and seeing what she's done that I'm lucky I didn't have any car accidents on the way to work, because I was thinking about how I could do it with my students, which is a bigger challenge because mine are remote students, so I always have struggle getting them to engage with some new type of technology.
Yep. Well, it's something to work towards.
It is something to work towards, and I suppose it will be something that I'll certainly look at and see if I can get my ones that are more in technology to uptake first, and then hopefully that will bring the others across. Because being older learners, they tend to feel a lot more comfortable within a learning management system, having to adopt one more piece of technology that Sue thinks would be a good idea.
It's actually been, the TAFE community in Australia has been also incredibly supportive. We had some of our earliest users were out of somewhere in New South Wales, I can't remember where, but it was a TAFE group that gave some great feedback early on. It's been really exciting to see how many TAFE people have picked up the technology. So that's...
Yeah, that when you talk about that TAFE group, that is actually the group that is the reason why I got into all this other technology, was because the innovative coordinator for Challenger TAFE, Annaliska Noteboom, had been involved with what they were doing the previous year, and then last year she actually ran a Web 2.0 PD for the year, and she dragged me along kicking and screaming to do it. Up until then I'd been stuck inside learning management systems and was quite good at that, but had no idea what a blog or a wiki or a podcast or any of that. I didn't even know those wheels existed. It's quite embarrassing. Basically ran a whole series of workshops where each week you did a different part of Web 2, and then basically I went away from that and forced myself to use each one.
That's great, and that conversations like that are how these kinds of things spread, so we're just happy to be able to support it.
Definitely. And the great thing about Wikispace is that you know that if you've got a problem, you can just send your company an email and you respond very quickly.
Yeah, we'll try to help, and we like what we do, so it's not necessarily that hard. Yeah, well, I mean, we have our interest in doing it. Like I said, we like to talk to our users and hear what they're doing. So, it's in our interest, and hopefully that helps our users as well.
And have you got any other advice to people looking at using wikis for education?
Well, a couple of things. We have educationalwikis.wikispaces.com site, which is designed to help people collect best practices and examples of wikis in education, and so I think that's a great place to start. What other teachers have done, read about, some guides that might help you get started, some ideas of how to start using wikis in your classroom or in your educational environment, and sort of build on that. And also just don't be afraid to get started. I mean, a lot of people email us and say, how should I do this and how should I set up that? And we just say, look, just try it. Just put up a page. It's not really any more complicated than a whiteboard, and the people you're working with will figure it out pretty quickly, and your first wiki might sort of be a bit chaotic and disorganized, but you'll figure it out pretty quickly and you'll be able to adjust as you go.
Definitely, and you're absolutely right. You just got to get yourself started, and the more you use it, the better you become, and the better you are at working out how you could better use it as well.
Yeah, there's nothing written in stone, so you can always change what you've done and start again.
It's funny, I actually really struggle with blogging. But I don't have that same issue with wikis, because I think it allows me to present very concise ideas about my thoughts.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think people get caught up with blogging a lot because it's all about trying to think of something to say. That's fine if you have something to say, but wikis are about getting your work done, and everyone's always got work to be done, so it's not quite as hard to sort of stay on top or find some value out of.
I actually meet a lot of people like myself, and it really always surprises me, because the people I meet are actually very text-based type people, and they have the same problem that they struggle with the concept of a blog, because I think there's so many blogs out there and they become a bit overwhelming how much there is to read. But they don't have the same issues with getting involved with wikis. Thanks for your time, Adam. I hope it hasn't been too bad.
No, it's been great. Thanks very much for calling us.
I hope I've asked some reasonable questions. You never know with me at this time of the morning.
No, it's been good. I appreciate it. Thank you.